The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Father, we are so grateful to worship you and to commune with you and your church, Lord. And Father, I pray that your Spirit would lead me in this time of this message. Lord, I pray that your church would feel your presence, Lord, that they would hear your word, they would receive it, they would apply it to their lives, Lord. We place this in your hands now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So I hope you all have been doing well this last week since we have started our 40 days moving forward for Lent, as we are quickly approaching our Good Friday and then our Easter Sunday, which is where we will celebrate the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus. But today, I want to talk about value. And as I was thinking about value, I started to think about, some of you may have known this, but after I graduated high school, I was lucky enough to go to SIU, and I was able to be and play on the football team there at SIU for the first year. And if you know much about that, I was super excited to be a part of the team. It was a great honor to be a part of it. You know, that's most kids' dream is to be able to go to college and be able to play the sport that they love. And in that year, there's something I learned about college football and just about myself and others as I went through it. And as some of you know, I wasn't a scholarship player. I actually did never get to actually go into a game. I redshirted my freshman year. And there was something I was noticing as I was working my very hardest. I was practicing as hard as I could, and there was a lot of days that I felt like I was actually doing really well. But no matter how hard I would practice or no matter how well I would perform, I noticed that there was something that was missing sometimes when it came to how the coaches were treating me. And I just recognized no matter how good I did, the coaches just didn't value me like they valued some of those scholarship players. I would see how they would treat some of their starting quarterbacks or, you know, their wide receivers. That's what I played. I was a wide receiver. And I would just see how they would act and would relate to them. And then I would see them look at me sometimes, and it would almost be like they didn't even know who I was. I was just a number sometimes in a group of a lot of players. And whenever I had finished my full year, I wanted to make sure I went through a full year of playing for the football team. I made the hard decision to say that, you know, it's time to say goodbye. Not because of the coaches or anything, just it was that time I felt like I was ready to move forward with what I was focusing on with my degree. It was just time to move on. But it was a hard decision for me. And whenever I finally had to tell the coaches that I was moving on, they were very kind, but it didn't seem like there was much of a wrestling that they had as I did with the decision. And it just reminded me that sometimes that as we go in our lives, whether it's just relationships we have, it could just be in our workspace, or it could just be being in a really, really big world full of lots of other people, we can get caught up in this thought of maybe I don't value as, or maybe I don't have as much value as I'd like to think. Or maybe these people here that I surround myself with, they don't really find that I have value. And if you are someone that's ever gone through that, or you struggle maybe with your own self-worth, hopefully this message today will encourage you, because I want to affirm today that each and every one of us have value. And that's going to come today from the text of Matthew chapter 10, 29 to 31, if you'd like to turn there with me. I'll also have it up here on the screen for you. So it's Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 to 31. And it says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin? And not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. So, just to give a little bit of background on this text, is right before Jesus says this to his disciples, he had just decided and chosen his 12 disciples. And then before he says this, he lets them know that you are going to go through some times of persecution, and you need to prepare yourself and know that there are going to be some times that you're going to have persecution and trials and tribulations in this world. And I want you to be prepared for that. And then right after he says that, he goes into this text here where he says, do you see that sparrow over there? Do you know that the sparrow that can be sold for half a copper coin is seen by the Father? See, it says that there are two sparrows that are sold for a copper coin. The copper coin word there can be translated in certain Bibles as a penny. Or there's a coin that some of you may have known in Jesus' day known as the denarius. Well, this is about 1/16th worth of a denarius. And two sparrows are being sold for that copper coin. And I just think it's interesting because with how little value it seems for this sparrow, half of a copper coin, half of 1/16th of a denarius. And it says that God sees the sparrow. And then there's another verse that gives a similar account to the sparrow being sold, and it's in Luke chapter 12, verse 6. I'm going to read that for you as well. It says, are not five sparrows sold for two copper coins, and not one of them is forgotten before God? So here, we see that two sparrows are for one copper coin, but then if you do a deal for two copper coins, you can get five. So they'll throw even an additional sparrow in as a deal. So it's interesting, in this time and place, the market would sell these sparrows to people for this very inexpensive amount because sparrows, in their view, was very insignificant. Something that wasn't that big of a deal. Something that you could just throw a penny at and they'd give you a couple. And I just find it so powerful that whenever we see how much they seem to be worth, these two texts tell us something about what God's view is of the sparrow. Well, this one, it says that not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. And if you have a different translation, it might even say apart from your Father's care. So there's not one sparrow in this entire world that God doesn't know about, that God doesn't care about. And whenever a sparrow breathes its last breath, God is right there with that sparrow. And I just think it's so encouraging to think that God values a sparrow. And then whenever I contrast the two of how the world views the sparrow and how God views the sparrow, it's so different. Because I think that we as humans sometimes, we like to give value to certain things. We like to typically give value to things or to people based on whether or not they benefit us. A lot of times we'll say, if this can make my life better or if this can make my life easier, therefore it has value. Or we might think to ourselves, I have value when I am accepted. Social media has become a really big thing in our worlds today. I know maybe not everyone is on social media, but for the most part, there are millions, maybe billions of people that are on different social media platforms, and some people are on multiple different social medias. I know that I have like three or four probably. And the tendency, I feel like, on social media sometimes, though there are good things about social media, like I said, I have some of my own, there is a tendency on there that I feel like sometimes we feel like we have to prove or work to demonstrate that we have value to the world. And I think about how many times are we posting things and trying to get attention, trying to get people to say that we matter, that they like us, right? Or are you someone that has taken hundreds of photos of yourself? And then not only have you taken so many different photos to get the perfect angle, but then you recognize that the real me, the real picture of me, isn't good enough because people won't like it enough because I'm not pretty or good looking enough. So now I need to go through all of the different filters to decide which one will make me look like I have more value. See, I think social media can be something that is very positive and allows us to connect with one another, but it also can be very dangerous, especially for our youth, who can get so caught up with thinking that they have value based off of whether or not they have enough followers or enough likes. Because that's not what God sees here. God sees value in even the sparrow. So you don't need enough likes on Facebook. You don't need the perfect filter. You don't need to post every single day to make sure that you're still relevant to the world. You have value. God sees you like He sees the sparrow. And that also goes for you out there that might feel like you only have value if you're really successful. If you work really, really hard, then you have value. If you make a lot of money, that's when you made it. That's when you have value. If you get a really big house, get the nicest car, have the best family, the most athletic kids, maybe you're the smartest person in the room. It doesn't matter. That's not what gives you value. But we as humans get tempted to say, that person has value because they can do that, because they have that. But also, we as humans like to do the opposite. We like to reduce value on certain things. If someone has a very public sin, we like to brand them as they are the person that did this. And so, they lose value. There are people that have made mistakes or that are making mistakes in their lives. Therefore, we say, you have lost value. You're not as valuable as the person over here that didn't make that mistake. Or this is someone that has gone through or experienced many failures in their lives. Maybe it seems that they just don't get anything right. That person has lost value in our eyes. Or maybe this person can't benefit me or doesn't make me happy or doesn't do what I want them to do. They lose value. So I'm so thankful by this text and the fact that Jesus even says it twice. It's in Matthew and Luke's gospel and they give a different account, meaning this is a message that Jesus preached multiple times. He wanted to make sure that we got this straight. And I'm so glad that God sees value even if we fail to. Even if we don't see the value in others, God sees the value. Even if we don't see our own personal worth and value, God sees your value. Because the very next thing that we see in this text is He makes it real personal. He says that God has the hairs of our heads numbered. You matter to God. God cares about every detail of your life. Do you ever think about that? The little things in your life that you really enjoy, you know God cares about those things? Your hobbies? God, He's right there with you. He's excited about the things that excite you. If you're really passionate about your job, God is rooting you on. He cares for you. He wants you to do well in your job. You know, if you really, you know, want to really invest in your relationships with your friendships, whatever it is, God's excited. God wants you to have those relationships. He is so passionate about the things that you care about. Think about that. What it's like to have a really good friend or a loved one that's just really rooting you on and really invested, and they just seem to always be excited about what you're excited about. That's how God is with you. And there's nothing that goes unnoticed by God in your life. See, this one I think could be tempting for us to maybe say, well, yeah, I think God knows. He's omniscient. He knows all these things. But sometimes it seems like He's just not paying attention to me. Because there are these things that are in my life that are just really trying right now. Some things that are really, really hard. You know, maybe you're suffering from something, maybe an affliction. Maybe you have lost a job. Maybe your finances are bad. Maybe your relationship with your spouse or your children or something like that is just going really, really wrong right now. Maybe it just seems like no matter what you do, no matter how hard you try in your life, that everything just seems to just unravel and just be destroyed, just not work out the way you planned it. You're just thinking, God clearly doesn't notice that. But God does. God sees you in every single thing. There's not one thing that goes unnoticed by God. God is with you through the good times, and God is with you through the bad times. And that also goes through temptations. If you're someone that is dealing with a sin, or if there are times that you just feel like you're struggling, or if there's that moment where you just are very, very clear that this is the moment that you are being tempted by, you know, the enemy, and you're just being led to give in to some type of temptation, God knows exactly what you're going through, and God is right there with you, and He is offering His hand to you. You just have to be willing to take it. The Bible says that God will always allow the way of escape for us. Why? Because God is always there with us through every temptation. So don't ever buy into the enemy's lie that's saying, this sin is too great, or God doesn't care to help me or give me the strength to overcome this. God sees you. God cares for you. God values you. God loves you. And God is with you and doesn't go. There's nothing that goes on in your life that God does not notice. And what I think is so cool about God having our hairs on our head numbered is this. That reminds me that God knows me better than I know myself. Who here has counted all the hairs on their head before? Yeah, there's a couple of you that it might not be that hard. You just say two, right? But the point is this, is it's such a tedious and seemingly unimportant thing, right? None of us take the time to count every single hair on our head because we need to know, right? But that shows how much detail and how important we are to God. God literally knows how many hairs are on each one of our heads because that is how much He cares about us. So God knows what you're going to go through in your life. God knows where He placed you, and God did so for a reason. And we might not understand it. We might not always feel like God is there with us. But God knows what is best for us because He knows us better than we know ourselves. And I think that's just so powerful to think. Just think about the person that just maybe knows you the best. Maybe it's your parent. Maybe it's your spouse or children. You'll find someone that, you know, they just know you so well. Now look at it when it comes to God. I just think that's just so powerful to think about, is that God values you so much. He is the one that created you. He took His time when He formed you in your mother's womb. So God values you. Don't ever buy into the lie that you lose your value because of your past. Don't ever think that you lost your value because you keep struggling with a sin. Don't ever buy into the lie that your value comes from the world and how successful or how athletic or how pretty or how smart you are. Do not buy into that lie, because you need to remember that your God loves you and He has the hairs on your head numbered. And this also is important to remind us when it comes to our church. As we have already said before, you know, a lot of people are missing today at our church. We're a smaller church, but people are traveling for spring break. And it's easy to be discouraged sometimes to think that small attendance, small value. But that's not how God sees it. God's not overly concerned about a really, really big church. He wants a united church. If we're united and if we're worshiping God, that's what matters. So this church, if you're a part of this church, if you're here, you matter. You have value. This church has a purpose and a mission to be a part of God's plan for sharing His love to the world. So you matter, and this church matters. And then the last part of this, Jesus kind of summarizes this for us. It says, do not fear, therefore. So therefore, God says, do not fear. Do not be stressed. Do not be anxious. Do not worry. Because you are of more value than many sparrows. There's not one sparrow that God doesn't see. And He's saying that you are worth more than many sparrows. So you don't ever have to fear. You don't ever have to worry. Never have to doubt that God doesn't see you, that God doesn't care about you, or that God doesn't value you. He makes it crystal clear here that you are more value than many sparrows. So we are called then to reject fear. If you're tempted by that, reject it. Trust in the promises of God. Renounce the value standards of the world. Don't buy into what social media or what the world or what the business cycle or the business world tells you is what matters or what makes you valuable. Remember that we are called to renounce the standards of the world. Resist self-degradation. Do not degrade yourself. Do not tell yourself that you are unworthy. Don't tell yourself that you don't matter. Don't say that you are unloved. You need to resist that. And then remember your identity. You need to remember who you are. There's a good quote on the banner back there that says, we were made for God, and our hearts will be restless until we rest in Him. That's such a good reminder that we were all created by God for God. Your identity should be, I am designed and created and loved and valued by God. That is my identity. Not what the world calls me or what's to put me in a little box and say, this is what you are. You get to break out of that and say, I am loved by God. And if you've come to be in a salvific relationship, and if you've accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are now a Christian. You are now a part of the body of Christ. You are given the gift of eternal life that promises you to be in eternal fellowship and communion with the God of the universe. So it's important to remember your identity. Remember who you are. Don't let the world put you down. make you feel inferior, insignificant, or feel like you're constantly having to try to get the attention or the praise of other people. Don't worry what they might say about you. Trust in who Christ says you are. Be a Christian and live and walk as Christ calls you to walk. Don't be ashamed of it. And the last thing is rely on the gospel. The reason that none of us ever have to doubt that we have value or that God loves us is because of the gospel message. You want to know how much God values you? God values you so much that He gave His only Son to come, to suffer, and to die for your sins. Are there any people that have children here? Or grandchildren? Would it be really hard to give up your child for somebody else? Especially someone that maybe spits in your face or, you know, reviles your name? All of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short. All of us have done something to dishonor God at some point. But God valued you anyway. And He willingly gave His Son, and His Son died on our behalf. So if you're ever struggling or you're ever going through a hard time and you're just so caught up in thinking, maybe God doesn't care about what I'm going through. Maybe God doesn't love me. Maybe God doesn't value me. You need to go back and rely on the gospel. Don't ever think that God doesn't love you, because God sent His Son for you. Jesus died on the cross for you. You have value because the royal king left his throne and said, I care about that person. I want you in the kingdom. I want you. You are royalty to me. And I just think that's so powerful, and that I'm so grateful that Jesus not only taught this once, but it seems that He continued to teach it. So as you go into your week, there's going to be some good times and some bad times, I'm sure. Anytime you see a bird, anytime you might see a sparrow out there, remember something. That bird, God sees it. And it's valued by God. Remember when you're getting your hair cut? God's going to be right there, and He's going to make sure He knows how much you have left. Right? We want to remember, God sees all of us, and you do have value. Let us pray. Father, thank You for this time, and Father, I pray that I honored You as I spoke today, and Lord, I pray that this message will just be just deeply indwelt into the hearts and the minds of Your church, so that when we go into the world and when we go through hard times, trials or tribulations, or Lord, if we do ever go and suffer through persecutions as some of Your believers did, Lord, I pray that we will never forget this message that reminds us that we have value because You see value in us, Lord. Even though we might be broken sometimes, or sometimes we might be scared or stressed, or maybe we might be just putting ourselves down, Lord, You always just pick our chin up and say, look to Me, because I love you and You do have value. I pray that everyone will hear this message, receive it, and apply it to their lives, Lord, and that they would go out this week and they would share the good news of the gospel, that they have a God that loves them and does value them. We lift this up to You now. In Jesus' name, amen.